Der ehemalige Piratensender Tilos Radio wurde 1991 in Budapest, der Hauptstadt Ungarns, als linksorientierte Alternative zum staatlichen Nachrichtenmonopol gegründet. Warum ehemalig? Nun ja, Tilos bedeutet nichts anderes als verboten. Denn die damalige politische Situation in Ungarn ließ es nicht zu, dass ein von einer oppositionellen Untergrundbewegung gegründeter Sender eine Lizenz zum öffentlichen Verbreiten von Beiträgen und Meinungen bekommen könnte. Dennoch, mit der Liberalisierung des Rundfunkmarktes im Jahre 1995 erhielt Tilos Radio eine Sendelizenz, die ihm ermöglichte, nun 12 Stunden pro Tag senden zu können. 1999 dann ein Rückschlag. Die Regierung unter der Führung Fidesz, eine politische Partei Ungarns mit national-konservativer Ausrichtung, entzog die hart erkämpfte Sendelizenz. Selbst nach mehrmaligen Anträgen auf einen Rückerhalt verweigerte die Regierung eben diese. Erst im Jahre 2002 konnte Tilos Radio wieder aufatmen, als die Sozialisten wieder ans Ruder kamen und damit einen Richtungswechsel in das öffentliche Geschehen in Ungarn brachten. Seitdem ist es möglich, rund um die Uhr Tilos Radio zu hören. Erfreulicherweise ist es uns nun möglich, mit unserem Kollegen Daniel, einem Mitarbeiter von Tilos Radio, zu sprechen und ihn direkt und vor Ort zur momentanen Lage in Ungarn zu befragen, wie es mit der Pressefreiheit aussieht und was ihn dazu bewegte, bei Tilos Radio anzufangen. What is your daily motivation to work at an alternative radio station?
That's a complicated question. it's nice that you asked me. But for 10 years ago, doing social work with drug users, and we started to make a radio show about drugs and drug politics every Tuesday from 9 to 10 in the evening. This was started something like around 10 years ago. And it's still ongoing. We are still in that radio show. I'm still the DJ. We are still talking about drugs and drug addictions and drug politics in Hungary. But meanwhile, I got much closer to this community. It's like they are my friends. It's my hobby. It's part of my life. Yeah, this is why I'm doing it every day.
What makes this radio station, Tilos Radio, special next to the great community it has?
What's also makes me very interesting to work with this radio is the fact that Tilos, the radio, is like a small island of freedom in this country. When you are in touch with this radio, when you listen to it or when you take part in it, you can feel yourself free, and you can feel the freedom which should be essential for everyone.
So you're speaking of freedom, but how many independent media are left in Hungary?
There are plenty of who are independent from the government, but dependency is a little bit tricky and complicated in this country. On one hand, of course, there is the economical dependency. If you have to live from the market, you have to have your advertisements. Then, of course, your advertisers, you are dependent from them. And if you are living in a country which is nowadays Hungary, then you know that if you have a company, it's better to not advertise on that media which is strongly against the government. It doesn't mean dependency from the government directly. It's not the best idea to be so like rebel media if you want to have advertisers.
I know that the Tilos license ran out recently, if I'm not mistaken. So what is the current situation?
The current situation is the following. We had a license for 7 years, so we had to apply for the new license.
I have another question. Does Hungary has a public TV or radio station like the ARD in Germany? And is it somewhat political independent?
Not at all. Yeah, we have a state radio and a state TV. We have the memories from the socialist time. The media was in that time. There were only positive news. No problems, no issues, no conflicts. Everything is perfect. Literally no one is watching to the state TV. But still, it costs us a lot of money, an enormous amount of money. And what is happening is that they want to turn it to a BBC style of TV channel, which will broadcast news in every hour. which will cover the political issues much more intensively as it did before. But it's like a propaganda. The same if you would read the Fidesz party internet website, you know, the same news and the same information. So, but there was a change in this, the news. It was last summer when a new media advertisement taxation was introduced in the country, which is obviously made to punish the RTL, RTL Club channel, TV channel. And at that point, it's a huge taxation, like the 50% of the income of them they had to pay as a tax. The TV, RTL TV, started to cover all the political issues. 1.5 million people, which is like the 15% of whole Hungarian population, started to, in the RTL Club's news, what are the bad situation happening in Hungary, and covering all the corruption, all the stolen money issues, all the stupid politicians and everything. In the last 20 years, we had this Mr. Simicska and Mr. Orban together as a group, two people who are working together and fighting on each other's side. Now these two people are against each other. So if these things can happen in this country, in the political era, we cannot even predict what will happen. There is really, everything can change. So, yeah, anything can happen.